Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Hillary Carlisle, who is a student here at UL and is with the organization Students for the Advancement of Women on Campus. Also, Emily Sandoz, who's an assistant professor of psychology at UL and is directing the play The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler. As with us as well is Kristen Booty from Faith House. And we're here to talk about The Vagina Monologues and all of the attendant organizations involved in it. The production of The Vagina Monologues this weekend will benefit Faith House, and you all are all involved in this. And I think we should start off maybe talking about it. It's become more than just the play. There's so many things that go along with it. Some people may have heard the phrase V-Day, and it all seems to coalesce around March, which is Women's Month. And so maybe we can start off talking about V-Day and how that all fits in there. Maybe Hillary, could you help us with that?
Sure. Well, V-Day is a global movement which was started sort of as a result of Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues, and it's a global movement to end violence against women. And every year around this time, like you said, around March, communities, college campuses, people all over the world put on The Vagina Monologues, and it's sort of under the umbrella of V-Day, and choose a like a faith house, a shelter, or an organization to give the proceeds to that help ending violence against women or provide services for women who have been abused sexually or domestically in their homes or what have you. And so that's what V-Day is a part of. And saying V-Day sort of implies, I guess, vagina monologues now. And it just implies a global effort for of men and women, you know, working towards putting an end to the violence against women. And, you know, that's what we're hoping for here in Lafayette with our production of it, too. You know, we're really hoping that it'll provide Faith House with, you know, that little more that they can have to help women.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to the efforts you make with V-Day and The Vagina Monologues, what else does your organization do on campus, Students for the Advancement of Women?
Students for the Advancement of Women on UL's campus is just to promote women's equality on campus, issues that affect women. This semester, which has been our biggest semester so far, it was only just begun last semester. Our charge has been geared towards domestic violence against women. We did some volunteer training with Faith House already, and now with the production of The Vagina Monologues. So we want to get people informed. We want to bring awareness that these issues do exist, and they're very prevalent, not just in the world, but right here in Lafayette and right here on our campus. So we want people to know that, you know, there are places where their voices can be heard, they can be given help. And we also want to let students, both male and female, know what their options are on campus, what is available to them, you know, whether it's with their sexual health or just wanting to get involved in things, where their place is, you know, as a woman, as a student.
Mm-hmm. Do you all have a Facebook presence or someplace people can go?
We do. We have a Facebook page. It is actually, it is SAWL. SAWUL. There's also a group. If you just search SAWL,
On the UL campus.
Yeah, it'll just pop up there. Mm-hmm. And we do have a V-Day Lafayette page, too, which has all the information about the Vagina Monologues events, if anyone has any questions about that.
All right. And for those of you who may just be tuning in, we are talking about the production of The Vagina Monologues, a play by Eve Ensler. It will be produced here in Lafayette this weekend, Friday through Sunday. The proceeds from the play will go to benefit Faith House. And with us from Faith House is Kristen Booty. Tell us about Faith House. I think it's been around long enough that most people know the name, but may not know the extent of the services that you all offer.
Well, what Faith House does, we provide safety, shelter for women and children who are being abused, who are trying to flee that domestic violence situation that they've been in. We also do our shelters here in Lafayette, but we also have 7 parishes that we cover. So if there's someone in need of services, we have advocates on standby waiting to take crisis calls. We also, this is fairly new, we have an actual lawyer, a legal advocate that gives her time to help us get the legal issues that they need taken care of. They'll assist them with court. So there's many things that Faith House provides for the abused women and children.
Right, and you rely on volunteers and donations of goods, but obviously some of the things you're talking about do require actual financial support, and obviously this is something that will help you all a great deal.
Oh, absolutely, and we're so grateful for V-Day, for the SAW group. They're such wonderful students, wonderful women. We get excited every year. So we gather our staff members together, our board members, and we talk about it constantly, wear our T-shirts. We, last year was probably my first year experiencing it, and it was incredible. I laughed, I cried, but it was something we all need to see. And, we just hope that, everyone gets the message from it, and we're true supporters of everything that involves with V-Day and the vagina monologues. So.
Well, what's fascinating to me about this play, and we're going to talk more specifically about the play with the director, Emily Sandoz. I saw it the first time it was produced on campus. I don't know if that was the year 2000, I think, maybe 2002. And every year it's different. Mm-hmm. It's never the same. Some of the dialogue, of course, remains the same. I think there are various scenarios you can choose from, but the feeling of it, the way it's presented, it's interpreted so differently every time that it's been produced on campus. How did you get involved with V-Day and the Vagina Monologues, Emily?
Well, I'm going to date myself because I was actually in the 2002 production.
Oh, right. Who did you play?
I read the monologue My Short Skirt in 2002. And it was for me, just a life-changing experience. I thought about it as we were preparing all the production materials, the printed materials this weekend, and thinking about how little I knew about what I was walking into when I walked into that audition. For me, it was women talking out loud, in groups about things that I had only sort of whispered about, if at all, or had read about, if at all. It was so much more for me than, an acting gig. It was really a chance to experience who I was as a woman in the context of other women. And I think that was something that I had missed in my development. So I was involved then as an actress in the play, and stayed involved for the years as I was finishing out my degree here, and left to go and get my PhD. And when I returned, a student found out that I had been involved. V-Day hadn't been on campus for a couple years, and asked, where did it go? What happened? Mm-hmm. And I sort of, took her and put her in a room with some other women that I thought might be interested, and we brought V-Day back then 2 years ago, my first year back here. So,
well, and that's interesting you say that, because in my mind it's been going on all along.
Yeah,
that it was so powerful, and I think it affected so many people when they have seen it. You
absolutely
don't forget it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope so. The challenge, I think, the first year back, we felt like we could bring it back, and that it had been gone for a while, and that we had a new audience. Last year, there was a little bit of pressure as to, okay, what are we going to do differently? This year, my co-director, Tam Lee, and I kind of sat down and said, can we do it a third year and still, make it worth it? I mean, make it, is there still awareness to be raised? Are there still funds to be raised for Faith House? Certainly the need is there, but can we contribute in a meaningful way? We hope that we have. This year when we sat down, our sort of vision was that there may still be women who don't get that this is for them. They may see the vagina monologues, and we often have a lot of, bright pink and black and real sort of a mod look to the materials that we've put out in the past. And, I imagine that there were some women sitting at home going, this is a big city thing. This is not Louisiana. I don't know what they're trying to do here. So our idea was that we might use some local artists in town to help us put out a vibe that this was something that would be accessible to Louisiana women. I think we're really fortunate. Denise Gallagher donated her services and presented just a beautiful illustration of a kitten in front of some bloomers that graces the cover of all of our flyers and our program and our set. I mean, everything visually, as well as the women that we've chosen and mm-hmm. the way that they're reading their monologues is hopefully something that's going to be accessible for women here in Lafayette.
Has that informed some of your choices of costume as well?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, the littlest things, you know, that you think about historically, we've, you know, often performed in all black, sometimes with a touch of bright pink or red, mm-hmm. boas, you know. And this year, the women, I think, will, I think everybody will think that the women look like women that they'd see anywhere walking mm-hmm. around. So we've tried to make it a very comfortable feel. All of the women are going to be on stage for the whole of the production, supporting one another. We also made the choice to allow the women to bring on stage a book that they created that represents the woman whose story they're telling, and not just one woman, but the millions of women whose story they're telling there for that moment. So we made some creative choices, you know, to try and increase the accessibility.
Well, for those who have not seen the play or really don't know much about it, can you describe the structure of it and how it's put together?
Right. So typically, you know, you when you think about a play, there's, you know, a wall, an invisible wall between you and the world that the actresses are in or actors and actresses are in. You know, every once in a while, you might have somebody that breaks the fourth wall or looks out at the audience and speaks in a soliloquy or a monologue. Eve, when she wrote this play, was doing interviews for another project and came across this phenomenon where women were both eager and hesitant to talk about their sexuality and their experiences with their body, and decided to shift gears and do what she called vagina interviews based on those interviews about women. Women's relationship with their sexuality and with their bodies. She created a series of monologues. So most of the play doesn't actually involve the women addressing one another, but addressing the audience directly. It makes it a very intimate production. It makes it to where, you know, Kristen said she laughed, she cried. Every monologue brings voice to a little bit something a little bit different, but something that definitely is not part of what we hear in our everyday conversations.
Mm-hmm. And it also struck me, too, when I saw it for the first time produced here, how many men were in the audience,
mm-hmm.
and both young and old.
Absolutely. You know, and some of those you can sort of say, well, that's, you know, that's my brother, or that's mm-hmm. my, you know, my dad or my husband or boyfriend. But, you know, we also found that there were a lot of women on campus that were uniquely, specifically aware, not just because of somebody dragged them to the play, mm-hmm. but that were very aware and concerned about these issues of violence against women and girls, and that were on their own, you know, standing for it. We've been so pleased with the men's participation, with Lafayette men's participation and support of V-Day over the years.
Mm. How many women do you have participating in the play?
This year we have 11, mm-hmm. and we have two directors. It's, like I said, Tam Lee is a graduate student here in history, and she and myself are directing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, not on the stage, but supporting us in every way has been all of the SAW members. I mean, they've just been brilliant mm-hmm. at helping us to bring everything together.
And are you in the play, Hillary?
I am not in the play.
They're not in the play. Are there some of the SAW members who auditioned?
We did. We had quite a mm-hmm. few SAW members audition. We were absolutely thrilled with the way that auditions went. We ended up casting a couple of folks from SAW. We have another faculty member from psychology who auditioned and was cast, Amy Brown. We have about I would say four or five students, counting undergrads and graduate students. And we also have a number of women from the community who came out, you know, to the fifth floor of Griffin to try and figure out what we were up to there. And it's really just been really nice, a diverse cast.
Mm-hmm. Real nice collaboration between the university and the community.
Absolutely.
The other thing that strikes you when you see the play is the diverse ages represented, the range of ages. It's not just one particular time in life. You're really covering so many times in a woman's life.
Absolutely, and so many different, developmental challenges, I think, that are really portrayed there, whether it's, a young woman interacting with a tragic experience or a young woman being a young woman, and all the way up. One of my favorite monologues is based on the story of a 75-year-old woman talking about her early experiences, and the actress who's doing that piece, Kayla LeMaire, is just brilliant in it and really brings sensitivity to an issue that I think most of us don't think about.
Well, and one nice thing to think about, too, is that this is being produced all over the world. That one of the ways people do continue to celebrate V-Day and all this is to produce this play. And so there's a kind of a worldwide experience with different, as you said, you're trying to make it seem like these are people from Louisiana. And you can only imagine how other cultures, other countries, even other states are interpreting this and presenting it to their audiences. Have you had an experience of seeing it produced elsewhere?
Well, I have. At Ole Miss, where I got my PhD, I participated there, and it was a completely different show. I also went up a couple times in Tennessee and saw it at a couple of universities there, and again, totally different. And it's exciting. It gives you a sense of sort of community, that we're part of a global community, making this happen.
So have you all been in the rehearsals or watched the rehearsals at all, Hillary? Have you gotten to see some of them?
I haven't been to any rehearsals yet. Right. And from what I've heard, it's going to be, like Dr. Sandahl said, very different from the past 2 years. So I did see it those years, and I'm excited to see what's going to be fresh. And very Lafayette-ish about it.
Yes, we're excited, our Faith House staff and board members.
Well, let me tell people again who I have with me in the studio. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Hillary Carlisle. She's a student here at UL. She is with the organization Students for the Advancement of Women. And Emily Sandoz, who's an assistant professor of psychology and co-director of the play, The Vagina Monologues, and Kristen Booty with Faith House. Faith House will benefit from the proceeds of the play this weekend. The Vagina Monologues will run for 3 performances, one Friday, Saturday evenings, and then one on Sunday afternoon. Do people need to get tickets ahead of time, or can they get them at the door?
Well, we'll sell as many as we can online ahead of time. So if people have a certain production that they'd like to see, we'd encourage them to get them online. They can get them at eventbrite.com. So it's TVM Lafayette dot Eventbrite. That's EventBrite.com. And they're $15 for community members and $10 for students. We will sell as many as we can online, and then we'll sell the remainder at the door. So it's in Fletcher Hall, which is not that big. So our production starts at 8. We'd encourage people to get there about 7:30 to try and get a spot.
Right, and it's on the weekend, so parking is pretty available on campus, and at that end of campus especially. I think you can find places to park. So that will be in Fletcher Hall, the Art and Architecture Building, 8 o'clock and then 3 o'clock on Sunday. And we are talking about The Vagina Monologues by Eve Ensler. So you mentioned that the staff is excited from Faith House. You all are going to be attending the play.
Yes, we are so excited. Like I said, we look forward to it every year, whether the proceeds would be for us or not. We truly enjoy the presentation and the monologues.
So, has anyone ever said on the staff that it's kind of helped them with their work?
Absolutely, because, some of our employees are survivors, including myself. So some of these are very touching and personal to us. And it also helps a lot of us communicate with some of the women there. It helps our advocates to empower these, our women, on things that we may have not known unless we watched it. So it's very, very important and powerful for us.
Right.
One of the contributions that my co-director, Tam, had this year that I thought was just really lovely, and I don't know if anybody's actually told y'all, Kristen, is the books that the women made where they included the monologues, and they wrote a little bit about themselves and their experience with V-Day, and all of those are actually going to be donated to Faith House.
Oh,
so
wow.
They'll have sort of a lasting memento. portmanteau of their the production this year and the women that were involved. So,
oh, amazing. Thank you so much. Mm.
It sounds like the whole experience with V-Day, the Vagina Monologues, really expands our understanding of stories about women. And
absolutely,
it kind of breaks down those barriers and, I guess, caricatures of what we think sexuality is, abuse is, and
absolutely,
just makes us all a little bit bigger in regards to that. Is there a Facebook for the Vagina Monologues? Where can...
Yep, there's a Facebook event, and that's put on, you know, through the Saw Lafayette and V-Day Lafayette Facebook pages.
Do you all have photos of some of the actresses up yet? Or
we don't. No. We've sort of kept things a little secret this year, so people are going to have to buy a ticket and come out to see some of those.
But I think if they go to that Facebook page, they can see that wonderful artwork that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, yeah, and I know you're wearing the T-shirt right now, so it's going to be quite an interesting image for a lot of people. It will make us remember this year. Again, we are talking about the Vagina Monologues by Eve Insler. It is being put on, presented by the Students for the Advancement of Women, an organization here on campus, and V-Day Lafayette. Proceeds will benefit Faith House. If you'd like to know more about Faith House, I know you all have a website. And
yes, ma'am. We have a website. We have our Facebook page, which we also post updated events and things for V-Day. The Vagina Monologues are on there as well. If anybody sees our Facebook and has questions, doesn't know how to get tickets, just give us a call, send us something on Facebook. We're excited. We hope, it's a great turnout.
And on your website and Facebook, I'm sure you have ways for people to find out how they can either donate or volunteer or help you all.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And we also have a list of other things, some of the services, most of the services that we provide. Like I said, we have 7 parishes, so that's information they can get from our website as well.
Okay. Again, 3 days, you get to see the Vagina Monologues, and as we've all been saying, it's something that really stays with you. It will be very memorable and different interpretation, different presentation each time. So hopefully we'll have the opportunity in years to come to see it performed each year as well. Well, thank you so much. Co-director of the Vagina Monologues is Emily Sandoz, who is a professor here at UL in psychology. Hillary Carlisle, a student at UL with SAW, the Advanced Society for the Advancement of Students for the Advancement of Women, and Kristen Boutte with Faith House. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judith.